Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, installments are available online for previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number 4 and the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had another all-star studio guest sharing with us in the studio, Kiki McKnight, writer and content creator for film, television, stage, and digital. When I tell you the dialogue was rich and what we spoke about was so insightful on the subject of pursuing a dream authentically. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast because today's broadcast is an open forum and we do invite you, our global listening audience, to interact at any time. But we are talking about a subject that I believe many struggle with, this battle of how to move forward with their dream, this struggle of things holding them back in the manifestation of that. And so I want you to know that we are having an open forum. It's an open dialogue. I'll bring some rich content, but at any stage, you are welcome to ask a question and to interact, because I really want to hear from you, and I want to know what is holding you back from pursuing your dreams. What is holding you back from the manifestation of your vision? I want you to know that this is an opportunity for you to invite someone to share with you in tonight's broadcast. So I want to ask you to take just a quick moment to write on someone's Facebook wall, send them an inbox message, send a quick tweet, send a gram, do whatever you need to do, a text message to encourage someone to join you for today's episode of Motivational Monday. So again, it is an open forum. I'll be sharing throughout this broadcast, but at any stage, feel free to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. On today's installment, we are getting into shape to win, and we are dealing with and tackling the questions of what is holding you back from living out and manifesting your dream. You know, I have some questions that were submitted prior to, and I'll, of course, jump into them, but I want you to know that at any stage, you are more than welcome to press 1, and we will interact with you live on today's broadcast. You know, so often I get the question, how do I get started with my vision? And I want you to know that this is, without question, a great question. And this is a great question because so many struggle with, how do I get started? Where do I actually begin this journey? I have this vision, I have these goals, I have this dream, and I don't know exactly where to get started. Well, first, I want to honor you for simply identifying and preparing to start your journey. Because so often many would stay on the bench of life. They won't get in the race, as one would say. They won't get in the game. And oftentimes when things don't go the way that we desire for them to go, it's easy to say, why even try? Or the way that we perceive, it's easy to say, why even try? So before even getting started, one quits the battle before they get in the game. And so I honor you for making that decision to say, I will get in the game of life. And I'm just struggling with, okay, now that I'm saying yes, where do I go from here? And in order to win, we must be in the game. Quitting is not an option, so we have to go in with the right mindset. And for those of you that listen to Motivational Mondays regularly, you know that Coach Adams is often speaking about the significance of one's mindset, their state of mind, having that winning state of mind, because a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. So how do you get started? You must first determine, one, that you're going to get in the game of life, and two, that regardless of the circumstances, the obstacles, whatever may come your way, that quitting is not an option. Understanding that in order to succeed only once, we just simply have to be willing to fail often. What does this mean? This means that I have to be willing to step out. I have to be willing to take a risk. I simply have to be willing to stay in the game of life. I have to be willing to stay in the race. So how do you get started? One, you have to make a decision. That is the biggest hurdle that many of us have to cross, is making that decision that I will get in the game of life, that no longer will I sit on the sidelines, no longer will I sit on the bench, but I will make the decision to get in the game. So that's the first thing. How do I get started? I have to first make the decision to get in the game. Once I make that decision to get in the game, I must determine that quitting is not an option. So I have to win the battle before the battle, meaning that my mindset has to be in that place of saying, regardless what may come my way, whatever obstacles or challenges I must face, that my state of mind is key and that quitting is not an option. That once I make this decision to get in the game, that now I'm in it. I'm in it, and I'm in it to win it. And that's what this is all about. That when you make the decision to move forward with your vision, you make the decision to move forward with your goal, you make the decision to move forward with your dream, you do that with the mindset of quitting is not an option. Understanding it's not going to be an easy battle, but you can't quit, and that is a mindset. Understanding that a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. So in order to succeed, I must get in the battle of the race. I must be in the game. I must have the willingness to step out, to take risks, to fail, to do whatever. I'm going to get beat up. I'm going to get a little bruised, but I can't quit. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for you to check and assess, where are you in this process? It gives all of us a great opportunity for a fresh, clean slate to determine, where am I? And now I can do a checkup and identify what you've accomplished. You know, with us approaching Thanksgiving this week in just a couple of days, it's wonderful to reflect, if you're in the game already, to reflect on what you have already accomplished. Because I have found that so often in the blending of life that we can lose focus on what we have achieved and what we've accomplished because of the struggle and the battle. So I want you to know, and I want you to be encouraged by this mindset of not quitting, having that mindset that is one that is focused on being thankful, being grateful for your journey. You know, when you have a vision, that is something that is worth celebrating and to be grateful for that. You know, I often get the question as well, if you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're talking about, we're looking at, we're examining what's holding you back from the fulfillment of your dream. And I want you to know that this is an open dialogue. This is an open forum. At any stage, you're welcome to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are in front of your electronic device, I do want you to be aware that you will have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, this evening on Motivational Mondays, we're having an open forum, an open dialogue discussion around this subject, and I really want to hear from you what's holding you back. We just spoke about one of the things that is a challenge for many is how do I get started and understanding what this getting started looks like. And the first thing we said is that one has to make a decision to get in the game. You have to make a decision to get in the game. Once you are in the game, you have to establish the mindset that quitting is not an option. that regardless of the journey, the challenges, the circumstances, that you are in it to win it for the duration, that you're not in it just for a moment, but you are in it for the long haul. And then they get into the game, they get into the race, and when it gets difficult because they have not already made up in their mind that quitting is not an option, they will often throw in the towel. The other thing that we have already established is that I must be willing to step out, to take risk, and to recognize that there will be moments on the journey when I may fail. Failure is a part of the process. But in this failing, we are failing forward, meaning that we are growing from those circumstances. We're not falling down, quitting, giving up, but rather we are failing forward. We're learning from those experiences, and we are continuing to stay in the game, continuing to keep the momentum. And so I want you to know that whatever stage you are in, you're in a good place. You know, so often another question that I get asked and another challenge that people will indicate will prevent them from achieving their vision and living out their dreams, what's holding them back. So often I hear this consistently, the lack of resources, the lack of money, the lack of resources, or the lack of money. And you know what's so interesting about this particular challenge when one is speaking about what's holding them back in their vision, we get caught up in, if I don't have the resources, I can't move forward. One of the things that Coach Adams has learned, and I want you to know that money challenges, money issues are legitimate. They are valid. I'm not minimizing the need. I'm not minimizing the significance and the important role that money plays in this world system that we live in. Of course, when the rent is due, your landlord wants to see the check. You can't give them a hope of a dream that you're pursuing. You must do an exchange of commerce. But what I have grown to learn is that if you allow the lack of money to prevent you from at least getting in the race, getting in the game, you will potentially miss the opportunity for those that have been positioned in the atmosphere to be a blessing to now be revealed to you, because if you're not moving, nothing can happen. You know, you cannot move a car that is stopped. The car must first be in motion. And once that car is in motion, now you can re-navigate it. And so as it relates to this lack of resource, lack of money issue, I want to share with you from my general point of view. I have continuously on my journey, and you know, it's so interesting because many of you know that I am the global master trainer for Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement, and Vertical Leap. And one of the things that we teach youth ages 7 to 19 is how to birth a vision with no money. And what's so interesting about this teaching, this principle on how to birth a vision with no money, the first is that we must not doubt that God is God, the all-sufficient one. We must not doubt our source. And many would say, I don't have the money. I can't pursue this vision. I don't have the money. I can't pursue these goals, I can't pursue these dreams. What I have grown to learn to be true is that, yes, we need money to operate in this world system that we live in, but we can continue to step out and to move forward without the money and wait on those individuals that have already been put in the atmosphere to catch our vision when we speak the vision. But we must first be in this process of moving, because the lack of resources, and there are other dynamics and components that go with this, but I want you to know that I'm sharing from a limited perspective, my experience. Others of you may have a different worldview, and that's why I want you to be reminded that this is an open dialogue discussion. This is an open forum. And as we're talking about today, what's holding you back from the fulfillment, the achievement of your vision, I want to hear from you. At any stage in this process of us being on air, unlike other episodes that you may have tuned into, you can press 1 at any time to ask a question, to interact. I want to hear from you. Let me give some coaching to you around this subject of what's holding you back. We've talked about already this one particular area that individuals have said, I'm struggling with, I don't even know where to get started. And so we've talked about that and given some key nuggets around that. Now we're talking about the other challenge that many will often say is holding them back is the lack of resources, the lack of money. And again, I want you to understand, I'm not minimizing the need for the significance of this need for resources and money in the world system. But what I have grown to know to be true is this, that if you make the decision to begin to move, there are individuals that are already in the atmosphere that will catch the vision of your vision. As you move, as you begin to speak it, for example, I have shared with you, our global listening audience, very transparently, as I've been on this journey twice a year, hosting and producing 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, our Wind Shop twice a year in January and July. And each time I start this journey, birthing a vision with no money, as I shared with you. I'm teaching this to young people through Boston Movement, and I've had to learn to really grow in living out what I'm teaching. And what I've grown to know to be true is that, yes, living in this world system, yes, it's a reality. We have to have this commerce of exchange. But what I've also grown to know is that as you begin to step out and move in your vision, something so wonderfully dynamic and powerful happens. That as you begin to move, things begin to open up to you. Individuals catch your vision. They want to sow into your vision. Someone has resources that they can support you with, but you will not convert that if you don't move. And so this process of no money, no resources is about learning how to convert our kingdom capital. As I move, know that what I need is already in the atmosphere. It's already in position, but I have to progress my way in the direction of that. Just as I stated with a parked car, that parked car can now be moved in the direction of where it needs to go when it is in motion. But if you are not in motion with your vision, you're not allowing there to be the movement in the atmosphere that's needed for you to be able to convert. So take those steps, be it one baby step, but move. We have to begin to activate. You have to execute. When you're in that process of executing, what you need will be drawn to you. Who you need will be drawn to you. So often I'll have individuals say, wow, Coach Adams, I needed exactly that. If you don't, for example, tune in to Motivational Mondays, shameless plug, on a weekly basis, you won't get that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration. And this is an opportunity for me to remind you, our global listening audience, that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment. You're able to tune in weekly and get that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. You can come and share with us live twice a year at the Wind Shop. The next Wind Shop will be hosted January the 28th. Registration is open currently through the month of November, so you have a few days left. As the deadline is fast approaching, we are offering two buy two tickets, get one free. So you can take this 4 hours of power journey and shape up with friends, family, coworkers, those in your circle. What a great way to start out the new year. Focus on your vision. And so know that so often we perceive that I don't have the resources. The resources will show up in different ways, but we must be in position. So that's just a snapshot of some of the resources that Coach Adams has to offer you, but I want you to know that you should stay focused on your vision nevertheless. Hear the fullness of my heart, that again, I'm not minimizing the need and the significance of money in this world system that we live in. You, as I stated earlier, your landlord is not going to take a check that doesn't clear. So it is a challenge, but I have found that we have to, wherever we focus our energy, that's what we are giving life to. And so the challenge is to make a shift. Fuel your passions. I am one that believes in fueling your passions, living out a life focused on purpose. And when you do that, watch God do some amazing and wondrous things. We actually heard a testimony last week in our in-studio guest, Kiki McKnight, in sharing, pursuing a dream authentically. She stated, there are sacrifices that I had to make. There are sacrifices that I continue to make. And along your journey, there will be sacrifices. I know we had one of our in-studio guests chime in, or I should say our listening audience chime in and say, I could relate to her story. I had to make sacrifices. So know that no journey is an easy journey. And so the lack of resources, the lack of money, it's real, but don't allow that to be the barrier that prevents you from at least stepping out and doing what you are able to do, can do, to stir up the atmosphere. That is what it really boils down to. Are you stirring up the atmosphere? Are you planting seeds so that you are now in position to reap a harvest? So often we'll say there's nothing happening. For example, with my 4 hours of power, if I don't promote the Wind Shop, I can't anticipate that people will buy tickets. So there is a law of effect, a cause and effect. I must promote in order for you to know to be able to purchase the ticket. If I never tell you that there's a Wind Shop coming up and I just show up on that day and there's no one in the seat, well, I didn't do my part to activate and to execute, to allow there to be something in the atmosphere. fear. And so I really want to encourage you today, our listening audience, wherever you are on your journey, I want to hear from you. What is holding you back? This is an open forum. Feel free to press 1 on your telephone keypad at any time to interact. And this is a safe space to ask a question, to make a comment. Don't be shy. It's okay. You may have asked a question or made a comment before. No worries. We welcome that. This is your time. You've taken the time to tune in. I want to make sure that you get what you need to support you in your vision. So don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374 to add yourself to the host queue. Again, on Motivational Mondays today, as we are approaching this Thanksgiving holiday, we are taking the time to really look at what are those barriers, what's holding us back from our vision. I want to encourage you between now and this weekend to really start to reflect on what it is that you have to be thankful for. If you don't journal, I want to encourage you to journal, because I have found that when you get to those tough spots, if you are one that journals, you can now look back and reflect on what you have accomplished. When the naysayers begin to tell you you're not going to achieve your dreams, it's too big, it's too great, it's whatever one would say, I want you to know that if you are one that journals, that it gives you an easy point of reference in those tough times to look back and to reflect on what has been accomplished and what a great season to begin to reflect on what you have to be thankful for. So we talked about this process of getting started. I'm just dealing with questions that I have received in my coaching practice or that came in earlier. Again, the broadcast is open, so you're welcome to interact at any time. But I'm going to share the insight around these areas of challenge that others have shared that they have found has been a hindrance for them. It's preventing them. It's become a roadblock, a challenge point for them achieving their vision, living out their goals, and the manifestation of their dreams. We talked about the lack of resources, money. Now I want to talk about the lack of support, because the lack of support is huge. You know, no one is on an island all by themselves. And, you know, I've often, and I hope I don't drive our listening audience crazy with this reference, but I often make the reference because I think it's such a great visual of the movie Meet the Fockers and the Robert De Niro character when he talks about the circle of trust, that circle of love. And so this lack of support, I can't emphasize enough as your coach that it is so significantly important for you to have the right people in your circle. You have to have the right people around you, even if it's one or two people. You need to create that circle of individuals that support your vision and you are supporting their vision. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are giving you additional hands in the process, no. But they are a great base of support, at the very least, in the word deposit that they would speak into your vision, encouraging you, reminding you, you can do it. This dream is not too great. This dream is not too big. You can do it. Just having someone in your circle speaking those words of life into your vision. That is so key. So having strategically positioning the right support around you is key. You may have heard me say this before, and this is a foundational aspect. And if you've heard it before, I hope that you're hearing it in a different way today, that it's carrying greater weight for you, greater significance, that if you're feeling like you're on an island all on your own, that you need to get into some circles or groups that, even if it's networking with individuals, with people that would really begin to catch the vision of your dream, your vision that is speaking words of life that are like, wow, that's great. I'm excited to see that happen. That are telling you, that are becoming your champion, saying you can do it when it gets difficult. You know, 2 weeks ago we talked about how you handle those dark places on your journey. The dark places will come. A part of how we can handle those dark places on our journey is making sure that we have the right support around us. Our circle is key. You can either have the right people in your circle around you or the wrong people. You know, you have the wrong person speaking. You're standing, believing in your vision. You're trying to rally for your vision, and you have someone telling you, you know, maybe you should rethink it. Maybe you start to question. So that's the wrong type of support. Even when that individual does not necessarily understand your vision, you need someone that would champion with you, that would encourage you. So if you don't have the right support in your circle, I want you to begin to step back and look at how can I position myself with individuals that are like-minded? How can I support someone in their vision, be a champion for them, and they in turn are a champion for me? It may mean that in this support, as you're speaking your vision, early on we said that, one, you have to be in the game. So being in the game is speaking your vision, speaking what your dream is, speaking your goal, so that others can now begin to catch the vision of that. And as you speak it, they're now able to catch the vision. And so there may be people that will be drawn into your vision and say, wow, you know what, I really believe in what you're doing. I am anointed in the area of administration. I have this specialty in marketing. I am this guru in sales, whatever it may be. And they may say, how can I support you? So all of these various layers begin to work hand in hand. One, we have to be in the game. And being in the game, I must have the mindset that quitting is not an option. So I have to try new things. I have to allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone. I have to have the willingness to take risk. This is all a part of that process of being in the game. Understanding that I must increase my capacity that quitting is not an option. How long will I pursue this dream? Until the manifestation of that. But many of us, we get in the race, we get in the game, it gets difficult, we throw in the towel. So it's not about throwing in the towel, but rather it's about being in the game for the duration, increasing our capacity to kick, to fight, to persist. That is that mindset of quitting not being an option. Recognizing that despite the monetary resources, that if I just step out and move, if I just step out and start speaking it, if I just step out and start researching it, doing something, activating on it, Now I am allowing myself to be in a greater position for someone to catch the vision, for someone to say, wow, I really can see your vision. How can I support? Wanting to support, making sure that you have the right support around you, guarding your ear gate so that the words that are being spoken into your vision are those words that would encourage, that edify, that are championing you. That is your assignment. You guard your ear gate. So if you have people in your circle that are naysayers, those are not the people that you want to speak your vision to. You want to evaluate that. I want to remind you that this is an open forum today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are talking about what is holding you back from living out your dreams, what's holding you back from the manifestation of your vision, from you achieving your goals. This is an open dialogue discussion. Want to hear from you. Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question, interact, make a comment around today's subject. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to know, for those that are tuned in, are you getting anything from what we've discussed so far in the questions that have already been submitted around this subject of what's holding you back? We said the fear of or not knowing how to get started. We talked about that. The lack of resources or the lack of the monetary, the lack of money, nada. I'm struggling because I don't have that. The lack of having the right support in one circle. That's a struggle. How do I handle that? We've talked about that. The lack of know-how. Ooh, this one is huge. And I thank you for submitting this particular challenge, because many of us, the vision that has been given to us, it's far greater than us. Ooh, take that for just a moment. Many of us, the reality is, the vision that we have, it is far greater than our capacity. And so there is this constant struggle of the lack of, how do I do this? Has anyone other than Coach Adams struggled with this? Well, one of the things that I want to encourage you in is that there is a host of resources that are available to you. In today's age, Google is a wonderful and amazing thing, because you can research any and everything. So if you're struggling on how do I do this, I don't have the know-how, research. Let technology serve you. Let technology work for you and work to your benefit. Use technology. Even if you are not computer savvy, you can go to Google, type in a question, and allow it to bring up research that you can read and become a master at just from sitting at the computer, so there is no constraint. Smartphones, you can pull it up on your tablet, your iPad. There are no limits. Why do I say this? Because today, to say I don't know how to, that is, in my opinion, and this is just Coach Adams, it's an easy cop-out. With technology, you can learn how to. You can learn, where do I need to go to get some answers? But you have to activate. And remember, we said early on that a part of the challenge for many is that you're not in the game of life, and therefore you're sitting on the bench. So if you're sitting on the bench, there is no activation. You have to be in the game. Even if you fall down, get back up, but be in the game of life. You can't just sit on the bench. If you're sitting on the bench, nothing is going to happen. The vibrancy comes when you get in the game. And that is a part of this process of feeling like I don't have the know-how. If you get in the game and you start to research and you start to do your due diligence, it's amazing what you can find out through a simple tool of Google. You know, back in the day, before we were in this information highway in the web, you would have to go to the library and research, and it could take be so time-consuming. Now you have, at the click of your finger through the web and the internet, you have amazing resources. You also, if you're struggling with the know-how, go to individuals that already have become the experts in the area that you're looking to perfect. So you need to know how to do whatever it may be. Go to others that are already the experts. They've already gone the journey in which you are looking to travel. See if someone would be open to mentoring you, allowing you to do an internship. See, we got to start thinking out of the box. It's easy to say this, that, and the other is holding me back. The key is figuring out how can I break through these barriers. No longer am I allowing these barriers to prevent me from the fullness of my dream, my vision, my goals, because it's easy to come up with excuses. We can say, oh, it's because of this, that, and the other. Being a victim. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Make the decision to say, no, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to call and ask questions. I'm going to do my research. And you know, Coach Adams often says, don't have your coach in session and you don't interact, you don't ask a question, you don't pull on the wisdom that's before you. If you do, shame on you. As we have just a few moments left in today's broadcast, again, it's an open forum, so I give you another opportunity. That if you have a question or a comment, don't be scared. Press 1. What a tragedy to go into the bank, for example, and you need to withdraw funds, but you never go to the teller. You just stand in the bank. The resources are there available for you, but you haven't done what you need to do to activate and to convert. But it's up to you. No obligation. I'll continue to share the information. I trust that you're getting great insight and wisdom from what is being shared, but make it personal for you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, this is an open forum discussion. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to call in. You need to dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374 to add yourself to the host queue. I want to thank you again, our faithful global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want to extend a personal invitation to those of you listening in for the next WinShop 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, and we want to continue this dialogue. So maybe you didn't feel comfortable in asking a question live. I get it. Know that you can email Coach Adams at any time, me and my team. You can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. If you are not already a part of my network, I encourage you to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Add yourself to my database. Become a part of my network. In addition, we have the Facebook Motivational Mondays group forum. This is an opportunity to socially stay connected with us and to bring forth questions and comments and show ideas and thoughts and things of that nature. So I want to encourage you. It looks like we have a caller, and I want to bring in our caller. Area code 707, last four digits, 2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I honor you for interacting this evening. We love the interactivity, so welcome.
Bonjour, Coach Adams.
Well, hello, bonjour. Oh, my goodness.
Bonjour. How are you?
I am wowzer. For those of you that don't know, this is, I recognize the voice so well, Lady Tabitha chiming in from Petty. She is in Paris, and she has been on the move in Paris for Pearl. Wow, what a joy to have you chime in this evening. I feel so honored.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I needed to be motivated on this Monday, so I had to. I knew what to do. Call in, Coach Adams. So, as I bring my trip to a close.
Wow.
I needed to.
I love it. You know, it's so funny. There's a delay, so I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so excited by hearing your voice and having you to chime in. And I know you've been having an amazing journey in Paris. So will you be back at home for the holiday? You said you're bringing your trip to a close.
Yes, I will be back in the U.S., and I am so happy to be able to come home. It's been a great trip, very educational, spiritual, and business. Just amazing, as you were saying, as you were coaching us, that if you move and step out on faith, God will, he will move heaven and earth to make provision, but we must move. So I'm just happy to be here with you. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm so, so proud of you. The network is growing, and I'm just proud of you. And I just, you, and just wanted to say thank you for who you've been in my life. And I just, you know, I don't know a better coach than you. So, of course, we have our coach, Mr. and Mrs. H, but, I mean, you are my official Pearl coach. And we're preparing in Paris for you to come and do a workshop to represent. And it's just so much to tell. But I just wanted to sit in and listen, and I've really been blessed today, Coach, and thank you. And I actually opened up my journal. It's funny you said that. You recommended that we open our journals up and sometimes begin to write, and I actually did that. So I said, yes, I'm on point, okay? I'm on the right, you know, I'm on the, my coach says I should have my journal open, and that's what I did today. And so I was really happy to hear that. Just so many golden nuggets that you've shared with us tonight. And I just wanted to say thank you and congratulate you and let you know that we've really just been making space for us all, the Pearl family, to come to Paris.
I love it. As you know, I've had the fortunate opportunity to visit Paris, and I have my passport ready to travel. We have spiritual family in Paris, Dr. Levy, and so, I would love to, as God leads, to do a return visit to Paris, to Europe in general. What an awesome journey. And, you know, I have to say that as we are approaching this Thanksgiving holiday, that Lady Tabitha, so grateful for all of what Pearl has sown into the Coach brand, the Coach Adams brand over the years. And I trust that you continue to be proud to see, you know, how the brand is continuing to grow and develop. You know, it's so funny because literally earlier today, as it is Thanksgiving, and I was, you know, reflecting on this year, because in December I am going to do a year-end reflection. And so I trust that if you're able to tune into that episode and chime in, it would be great because you've been so played such a significant role in the year of things that have, you know, unfolded and happened. But I was thinking and reflecting, I was like, wow, this year, of course, we launched Inspired Media for You, you know, the our own network, and, you know, done two successful 4 Hours of Power in 2016. You know, just as I was reflecting, and I was like, wow, you know, as we continue to move. And I know I'm speaking to the choir when I say that for me is so key, as we were talking about. You know, so often people would say, this holds me back because I don't have, so I can't do. And I trust that someone listening in today was encouraged by hearing me say, no, each time I have launched a vision with no money. So don't use that as an excuse. I'm sure when you said yes to Paris, you probably didn't have all of the resources. It was a faith journey. You had to step out.
Absolutely.
But in your stepping out, what you needed has been drawn to you. I mean, on your video that I saw, I must say, you look fabulous. So you don't look like you're lacking for anything. Hair was done, makeup, you were working.
Wow. Amazing. Kingdom Currency, the name of my book, because that's what I live on. So I'm in agreement with Coach. You know, we don't wait for the resources to come. We step out, people, and I can co-sign everything that she said with all the productions, everything that we do. We don't wait for the U.S. currency to show up. We step out and we move, and God meets us there. He just does, and it's true. It is very true. We're living witness. Because there hasn't been resources there when we step out, but God makes provision. So we encourage you.
Yeah, and He definitely makes provision. You know, it's so funny. I had for the last wind shop in July, I had individuals saying, and I thought about it for a moment, pulling the plug because of the lack of resources, and I said, nope, can't do it. It's God's vision. I have to stay committed. I have to, nevertheless, press through it. And as I'm now preparing for January, the question was raised, are you sure? Do you want to wait until you have the resources? But I know that is a logical journey. And we can't live and operate based on faith and reside in that space of logic. So you have to make a decision, will I continue a faith journey or will I live a journey that is logical? Yes, logically it would say wait until you have all the resources, but faith says move and trust that the resources will come.
Yes, yes. And you do such a fabulous job, and everyone that comes to your wind shops, it's a life-changing experience. I mean, they really get the nuts and bolts of exactly what they need. I look at the pictures. I pay very close attention no matter where I'm at in the world. I'm flipping through those pictures, and I'm reading the posts, and I say, wow, look at God. And you're such a woman of excellence, and everything is done, you know, with excellence, and it's just it's just amazing. It's amazing how God brings it together and how He gives you strength and the resources to do what you do. And you have such passion for people around the world to help them win. When you coach, they win. And it's not just a tagline. It's a true statement. So, wow, Coach Adams. Wow. I guess we're just going to keep moving and encouraging other people to keep moving and being a living example and being transparent. And, you know, and thank you for the compliments that you said my hair was perfect and all, you know, I'm thinking, wow, my hair hadn't been done in a month, but God is good, you know.
Well,
I painted my own nails.
You look fabulous, and I want you to be encouraged
by that.
And it's like, wow, I just realized. Literally, it's time to wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays. And Lady Tabitha, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to stop by. I know there's a time difference. You're at least I believe Paris was 8 or 9 hours ahead of us. So I thank mm-hmm. you for just pausing to chime in mm-hmm. and tune in today. Always a joy. You are always welcome. This is home for you, so you know you're always welcome.
Absolutely. It was my absolute pleasure, Coach. Thank you, and I'll talk with you soon.
Looking forward to it. Well, as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we spoke quite a bit about some of those barriers that have held individuals back, and I want you to know that on our next installment, we're going to have an amazing in-studio guest, Yolanda Mason, CEO coach. We'll be talking about the various faces of social media. I know that's one that oftentimes hinders individuals, and how do I operate in this social world? Coach Yolanda Mason will be joining us here on Motivational Mondays to talk about that. If you would like to purchase your tickets, we spoke about the Win Shop 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams. You can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Again, want to stay in touch with you, generalconnectioncoachadams.com. Remember, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you, and the next 4 Hours of Power, wow. It will be a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. So you want to receive the empowering tools to win in your life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I say to each and every one of you, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family. Take the time to reflect on what you have to be grateful for, your family, your health, your state of mind, whatever that may be. Take the time to appreciate, not just on Thanksgiving, but always to appreciate all of the many things you have to be thankful for. We are thankful to have you as our global listening audience tuning in faithfully and regularly here on Motivational Monday. For you know the tune, I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires, chiming off for now.